brings the committee's attention the need to execute engineer. And we could give you the sense that all these issues now, how do we address them? What has been working and what is not working and why? But then the CGE has a similar role and it tends to overlap. So we need to draw the line on what do you monitor as a CGE, what do you monitor as the JMC.
Yes, and then, I had one meeting, and someone said to me it's collaboration.
Yes. But it's more than just collaboration, ma'am. For instance, and one of the things that I thought would be perfect to bring up here is the fact that if the country didn't do a CEDAW report in 10 years, one of the JMC's mandates is to ensure that the government is complying with international instruments. So if we fail to comply, then we've got to also ask ourselves, where did we fall? You know? So that's one. Number two, if you look at the way the CGE is operating, they should be doing a lot more. They are a constitutional body. You know, they should be at the forefront of some of these processes. The OSW, we need to level a lot of criticism against the OSW because it's supposed to be coordinating at a national level. Now, one of the things we can't do as the national OSW is to implement, but we should be creating the platform to implement, you know. So that's where we need to re-look at the NGM and see who are our implementers and how are we making sure that they do what they're supposed to do. So we will then have to look at the GFT at a national level. Why is our policy machineries in the provinces, the gender machineries in the provinces, not functioning like the way we should? We need to ask these questions, and we are really having some challenges as the office. So I'm appealing to this committee to help us in this process. I will set the platform for these discussions, and then I will bring the parties together. And I think we need to start raising these issues and look at how we go forward. I just want to also alert you, ma'am, that there's been two Amnesty International reports, and both are derogatory on South Africa. And they've come to my office now, where letters have gone to the Minister for Transport, and I think it's the Minister, Alex Ewan, I think, as from Amnesty International, where they are. The report is actually saying that rural women are being discriminated upon, especially in terms of HIV and AIDS, and their access through public transport to clinics. Now, I got these letters, and I just didn't react to them yet. I'm still looking at them. But I think we need to give a joint reaction, because surely we should be asking the minister, well, how are you reacting to this? And why is the Amnesty International giving us this kind of a report? So things like that now can only be done through the NGM. See? Our reaction to rape cases, our reaction to follow-up cases of what is happening with the sugarcane killings and so on, is an NGM issue. Unfortunately, this report that we are producing is a compliance report, which has to answer the requirements of the convention. So we can't raise the debate on an issue within the report. So that's why you'll see the report structured the way it is. But the platform for it would be the NGM and how we drive it. And I think we need to go beyond the problems of the past and find ways to find how we're going to work in the future. I'll take direction from the chairperson on how we can actually set this platform up and how we do this process. Do we bring everybody down to Cape Town? Or do we take everyone from Cape Town up? That you can tell me. Okay. Yeah. And I think we need to also perhaps have a decision. Perhaps if the decision is coming from the JMC, it can influence what we do in terms of the NGM review and in terms of the policy document. Do you think that we can review it and we might all agree at the end that it should stay like that, but we should actually look at it, you know? It'll be good if it comes in writing from the chairperson to Minister Pahad. You know, then it will, and we can be copied. So we know that we're taking it because we've got the mandate from the JMC.
Just to intervene, I think this is a good idea.
No, no problem, ma'am. I'm almost finished. Mom, I think one of the most critical things that we probably need to look at, I don't know how we're going to actually resolve this issue, would be the it's being influenced, I think, by the current political climate and perhaps the future elections. But the role of the GFP, we've been saying this for a long time. I joined the OSW only in 2003, but I believe that you've been saying it even before that. The role of the GFP is critical in driving implementation of the policies. Now, we're still fighting the rank, we're still fighting the location, we're still fighting some of the DGs in even thinking about a gender focal point. So when are we going to ever resolve that problem? At this point, we're trying to push it through the DPSA, where we're now trying to say that the gender must be part of the performance agreement of DGs. And that, I think, is going through to FOSAS soon. But Lord knows whether we'll actually succeed in that. We're trying very hard. But how do we handle that problem? I don't know. It's really challenging. Then on the other hand, the GFPs themselves don't play the game. We've got GFPs that are senior in the position. They've been there for a long time, but who don't bother to respond to a request to provide input here. Justice, health, social development. These are the critical driving, you know, forces in the country for gender equality. They don't bother to input. So they've also got that attitudinal problem. When you hear them, they complain about their DGs. But what are you doing? I mean, we also got problems. I got problems. But with all that, I'm trying to work. Now, I don't know how we can also change attitudes in people. You know? That's some of the fights we have. Provinces as well, there's a sense of frustration with the provincial coordinators. Because they're stuck with the situation where they have programs, special programs. Chief director special programs, or they're reporting to directors programs. Those directors are males. We've got 7 of the 9 provinces that have OSWs. 2 of them have chosen to go their own way. We didn't do anything as a national machinery to question Western Cape on why it went backwards. We're failing to force Gauteng to go in the direction we want. So we really need to ask ourselves some critical questions, you know? So with that, which is why I said earlier, I think unfortunately took on this job. But I think the first thing to do, and we will be doing that in the near future, is to set up the NGM, starting with a review process.
Yeah.
So I think at that platform, ma'am, we really appreciate if the committee would be present to give direction to the NGM. I think we need this resurgence of spirit and collaboration and togetherness. Because we've been showing splits. People are observing us out there, and they are seeing that the JMC is doing something, the CGE is going in its own direction, and the OSW is doing its own thing. So we need to say we are here for one, you know? With that, I'll just stop for now.
You know, Randy? Okay, I'm going to answer. What I realize is that once you don't profile your work, people will never know what
you're doing. Yes.
You see, we are listening here now, there's no media presence.
Yeah.
Now nobody's capturing what we are doing. That is how it is going. We have got media in Parliament. When we call the media to come to the JNC, they want to take issues that are controversial. Yeah, that is the other thing. Because if we don't, from what we need a lot of work, we are struggling, we are thriving, but we want to get there. But it seems people just don't know what we are doing because we don't profile what we are doing. And I think it's high time that we do so.
Yeah.
Because we can't go on like this as if we are working underground.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to thank Randi for her input. It's actually quite refreshing to hear someone from the OSW admitting that the gender, national gender machine is not working. I think we've all known this for a long time. We all might have known. But it's also equally refreshing to hear her say that she sees a way forward, that we should have this consultative workshop. And Chair, I really think that as far as the JNC is concerned, we need to support her wholeheartedly. And right, once you've had the meeting with the whole JNC, if that's what you want, I think we should treat this as a matter of urgency, because we can't allow the situation to just flounder on until the next parliament. We're not doing the women of this country or the whole gender equality issue any favours. We're in fact letting it just disappear, as she said. So, Chair, I would earnestly request that you get the JNC together, you get their acceptance of the idea, that you write the letter to Minister Bahadur she has requested. But before we have the workshop of the whole national gender machinery, we need to do exactly what you said. The JNC must have their own introspection as to what their role is. And we mustn't wait for them to tell us when their date is and then try and do this in a hurry. We need to do our own workshop first. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks.
I don't know whether the in this meeting you wanted to touch on the
CSW.
The CSW.
can I take 2 minutes just to give you a rundown? I think the reports are here. Basically, the reports are this is like a final draft that will be going to Minister Pahad in this week. Let me explain to you how this happened. We started our consultations very late because I came in very late. So we only did the first consultation on the CSW thematic area in February this year. Hopefully it will change for next year. The major theme for this year was financing for gender equality. And we had a very good consultation, and there's a report on it saying what they felt about the thematic areas. And unfortunately, and you'll see right on page 46, that I've said you apologize, ma'am, because you did apologize that the GMC couldn't be there.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's a report of what happened in the consultation. And then we put together a delegation, and that delegation list is on the back of the final draft report. It was headed by Minister Moleketi. Yeah, it was headed by Minister Moleketi. We got to CSW in New York, and it was a very, very fruitful 2 weeks. But I think what is critical for us is what is in the recommendations of this final report. I would like the members of the JMC to kind of read this, because we will be raising it at the NGM meeting in order to determine or chart a way forward. But on page 71 of this final report, you'll see that it says implications for South Africa. So whatever was discussed in the thematic areas, we've kind of looked at ways of doing things and what we need to focus on this thematic area. But I have especially taken on the task of setting up a series of roundtables that will address all the issues that have emerged here. So over the next few months, we will be setting up the platform for open discussion on financing, because that's a critical area, gender budgeting, gender responsive budgeting, financing of NGOs and so on. We need that platform. Then we're obviously going to look at FGM, female genital mutilation. Together with that, we'll probably look at virginity testing. So we need that platform created. So a number of such roundtables will be done over a period of time, where people can come in and present papers as well, you know. So that is something that we can look forward to. That's at an academic level. But obviously that must help us in the NGM to chart what is the plan of action needed to address that issue. So hopefully we shall actually be able to do all those things. And I would like to follow up on your CFO's workshop last year. It was very good on gender-responsive budgeting. And if you recall, Madam Chair, the CFO from Treasury, he committed himself to addressing the issue. And nothing has happened. So now we need to take them on, you know. So that's something that we need to look at. And we need to also start preparations, I think, from around July for next year's CSW. Now, I think one of the discussions, Madam Chair, that we really need to engage in is how do we ensure that members of the GMC actually join us? Because we understand your financing mechanism here, and it held you back from participating this year. And your request to the OSW came at such a late stage when we had no budget left. So if we start now, and we know how many members you would like to send to New York next year, we can try and source financing for that. Because critically missing in that process in New York was the committee. The CGE was in full force. The government departments were in force. The NGOs participated very well with us. And it was such a collaborative roundtable in New York every morning. And the CGE was, and the GMC wasn't there. So I think that if you are struggling with financing delegates there, we need to look at it from the OSW. Maybe we could even source from donors, you know. But we need to know early, because it was a bit too late when you came back to us. So that's something we need to look at. Issues coming on board outside of the CSW, ma'am, very, very important for us, is the SADC protocol. We are chairing SADC in August. Heads of State Summit is in August in South Africa. And we would like very much for the adoption of the protocol in South Africa to be historic for us. Now, The NGM identified that there should be a number of processes that we as a gender machinery should go with to ensure that the protocol is adopted. Also, we must look at what is it that we can run parallelly with the Heads of State Summit in wherever it's being held, so that we highlight the issue. So that's a good way to actually bring us up to the attention again of the public. And we'll have all 14 countries here. So that's something that we really need to get into discussion on very urgently. Mm-hmm. So there's two critical issues, the NGM review, SADC protocol. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. You know, Randy, I'll start with the last one. So what we heard from Minister Ahad, that the meeting they had
Botswana. Four countries.
Yeah. It's good that it's coming to South Africa. You know, some of the things that are happening really, that's why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because some people don't know how they offend other people. I'll always reflect the same because since I came into this committee, I've been deployed with her all over, almost in Africa and almost everywhere. You know, we made such efforts, we go to the meeting. When I came to this committee, I was new, I had not been inducted at all. I was simply being invited to Ben, to go and represent South Africa, and I was sent also to the meeting. And to go and I went to the studio. I was the only one who went there. They just planned to be there. And I was supposed to respond on South Africa. And the worst thing is that I had to make a part of the statement that was made in Ben about the 10 years of Beijing in the power. And that's how I was inducted to. And after all this, I've been able to deliver now the third time on the issue of gender equality and violence against women and all this and all that. The secretary of the UN has been contacting me. Now, when I see you come to this committee is needed. The World Committee that ran South Africa.
Yeah.
That's why I say some people don't observe how they offend the others. There's not even a sign, we are not written a letter, no inclusion or comment. You know? And I wanted to say, if we are dealing with the protocol, because we are the people who have been insinuating that this must happen and all this and all that. But when it comes, if it's going to come here, well, again, they are going to forget us.
Yes.
And I don't know how to be handling this, and maybe we should be proactive and deal with it before it comes, because we are the only one who has been singing. People didn't even understand what we're talking about, the standard protocol. And the calling for our inclusion, calling for the, you know, the interaction of the minister with us, because we want to avoid a situation whereby the protocol is just rubber stamp. So these things are offending, and when they offend you, they demoralize. I hope if that comes to our way, we are going to discuss it. Because I think this committee, the final thing profiling this committee, you know, we need it.
Yeah.
Because people think that we are playing here. Hence, this is just an empty. They think if you don't deal with the legislation in Parliament, they think you are nothing. They don't know how important this committee is, you know. And unfortunately, I belong to committees that are not very popular, but they do important, like communication. And the time is best, it will look like the SAPC.
Yeah.
You know, because one of the things, if we need a minister that's going to take over and do the things that we're doing, that is where now we must come up. And reiterate what we have been doing. Is this going to address what we are talking about? If we have a minister of
women's affairs.
Yeah, is it?
What is it that we are lacking?
Yeah.
What should we be doing other than people, you know, looking at themselves that they must be put there as ministers? And that's the thing, but we are not thinking about the people on the ground.
Mm.
Is this going to address? Because they've got such a lot of things that we've done already. The only lacking part is this implementation thing. I think these are the things that we are not. Well, right, we will be ready for this end. I think so far, all what you said, I'll give a chance to my colleagues here to respond. But I'm really perturbed by the issue that we are being overlooked in areas where we think we are very, very important, and it's essential for us to be part of. Somebody, did you want to say something?
Mine is very short chapters, and it's just the issue of the provincial assembly. Really, I think I don't know who must take it up, because they are nowhere to be seen. They are only seen in August 9th.
Yes, that's true.
And I don't know who must take that up and really push them to do something on the ground, because they are actually, they are the vehicles to work on the ground. And if we don't push them to work on the ground, we'll still be crying foul next year, sitting here saying nothing is happening on the ground. So I don't know whether it's us who must call them here to say, my daughter, Sukumani said, and my mother, father, I don't know how many men. But I know that they are released, or it's yourself, but something must happen.
Thank
can attend the meeting. I don't know what we're getting. When do you start selling?
Thank you. Madam Chair, thank you very much, and to the committee for giving us this opportunity. We know that we hijacked your time because you didn't plan for this, but we really thought that your input on the CEDAW is extremely critical before it goes to cabinet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, we need to take private discussion on that. Yes.
From Africa.
Yes.
You know, most of the people are from Europe.
Yeah.
And so far we've done very well in South Africa. All those people, they are old. They are deep. They don't say, but they are taking highly into consideration. I think these are some of the things we should do.
Madam Chair, are you aware of the current situation? South Africa has one seat on the CEDAW committee. It was the nomination made by Susan was Hazel Shelton, who was a young woman on the Sawit team. And no, she's not there anymore. The seat is vacant. It might be very useful. I think this is lying at a different level that is higher than I can handle. It might be very useful for you to write a letter to Minister Pard inquiring. Because they've got a lot of stories there. We can actually talk about it privately first.
Yeah.
But it might be very useful for you to instigate it from that side. Then we can start to react. Because apparently she walked out of the CEDAW committee.
Oh.
It's empty, yeah.
Oh.
It's because of some issue of payment. She needed to be paid, and we've got a policy that we don't pay.
That is the other one that we should bring.
Yes, and that is very urgent, Madam Chair. But I think you need to kind of question it, you know, how you're raising it. But I can talk to you on the phone, giving you all the finer details.
No, I think for now I'm in good books with
her. Oh, then that's fine.
For now.
That would help, Madam Chair, if you could.
When do you